the rest of the story. Mr. Harlan should not have been going through his clerk's desk in the first place. That in itself was a breach of employer-employee trust. But for employer James Harlan actually to read what the employee had written on the pages inside that desk drawer, well, that was unforgivable. But these were the days when employees had few rights, and the rights they had were revocable. So Mr. Harlan, inspired by the suspicions of a tattletale assistant, crept into his clerk's office after hours, helped himself to the private property he found in the desk, and began to read it at his leisure. And with each page, Mr. Harlan blushed a little brighter red and grew even more incensed. The very idea that an employee of his could be composing such obscenity was beyond his imagining. You see, Mr. Harlan was strictly, uncompromisingly religious, a fanatical Methodist, although the phrase seems in itself contradictory. In any case, however, and despite the fact that his office was an arm of the federal government, he insisted that his place of business reflect the high moral tone of his own personal life. How obsessed was he? Well, Mr. Harlan refused to hire women in his department on the ground that their presence might be injurious to the morals of the men. Now, on the other hand, these pages Mr. Harlan discovered in his clerk's desk did include some extremely provocative material, especially in the context of the times. Repeated references to, well, to intercourse, conventional and otherwise. And so, for having offended the sensibilities of the boss, even though he had to go skulking in the night and rummaging through a desk to get him offended, Mr. Harlan promptly, perfunctorily, and unceremoniously issued a pink slip. The clerk cleaned out what remained in his desk drawers, and he was gone that same day. And by the way, James Harlan, former United States Senator James Harlan, was at the time of the firing you've just heard described United States Secretary of the Interior, and a very close friend of President Abraham Lincoln. He had been appointed only a month before the assassination. In fact, James Harlan would later be lampooned by author Mark Twain as a pompous literary character, the Reverend Orson Balaam. But the reason Lincoln's uptight Interior Secretary is remembered is neither for his political accomplishments nor for his having inspired a great American humorist, but rather for having terminated a lowly clerk in the Indian office of the Department of the Interior. Just cause? Indecency. That's the way the record reads. Now you will remember Mr. Harlan every time you browse the poetry section of any local bookstore. For you see, the obscene material Secretary Harlan surreptitiously confiscated in the middle of the night, that book of poetry, carefully edited for publication by the poet's own hand, was a volume entitled Leaves of Grass, composed by a clerk whom posterity would vindicate, a clerk named Walt Whitman. Now you know the rest of the story.